Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Deeper Truth presents... Yes, welcome to another edition of Stand in the Gap, where we celebrate our saint of the day, remember our priests, pray for our children, remember those who have gone before, and many other special features. Following this brief program note, our saint of the day is next.
And welcome to Deeper Truth, Stand in the Gap with us, and St. Berard and Companions. And their story begins with a sermon coming from St. Berard. And this is a sermon by Saint Bernard. Love is sufficient of itself. It gives pleasure by itself and because of itself. It is its own merit, its own reward. Love looks for no cause outside itself, no effect beyond itself. Its profit lies in the practice. Of all the movements, sensations, and feelings of the soul, love is the only one in which the creature can respond to the Creator and make some sort of similar return, however unequal though it be. For when God loves, all He desires is to be loved in return. The sole purpose of His love is to be loved, in the knowledge that those who love Him are made happy by their love of Him. And that's a sermon from St. Bernard. And of St. Bernard and his companions, Saint Francis would say, "Now I can truly say that I have 5 friars minor." That's what Saint Francis said of Saint Bernard and companions. Okay, when our Holy Father, St. Francis, learned by divine revelation that God had called him and the members of his order not only to personal perfection, but also for the salvation of the souls of others, he entertained an ardent desire to convert the Muslims, whose inroads at that time frequently endangered Christian countries and the Catholic faith. And he was well versed in Arabic, an eloquent preacher, and chosen by St. Francis. St. Bernard and his companions began to evangelize the Muslims of the East. And St. Bernard, a 13th century Franciscan friar who was executed in Morocco for attempting to promote Christianity, he and his companions are venerated as saints and considered the Franciscan proto-martyrs. On the journey, they went through Spain, and they submitted to the will of God. And they proceeded. In southern Spain, which the Muslims occupied at the time, St. Bernard and his companions preached fearlessly in the mosque that the teachings of Muhammad was falsehood and deceit, and that salvation could be found only in the Catholic faith founded by Christ. Preaching the gospel is often dangerous work, leaving one's homeland and adjusting to new cultures, governments, and languages. That sometimes is difficult enough, but martyrdom caps all the other sacrifices. In 1219, with the blessing of St. Francis, St. Bernard and his companions left Italy en route through Spain, and they continued preaching on the streets and in public squares. And people treated them as if they were crazy and had been arrested. And to save themselves from being sent back home, the friars declared they wanted to see the Sultan. So the governor of Seville sent them to Morocco, and they tried to preach in Seville, then in Muslim hands, but made no converts at the time. They went on to Morocco, where they preached in the marketplace, and the friars were immediately apprehended and ordered to leave the country, and they refused. And once in the city, they began immediately to preach to the Muslims around the marketplace. When they heard of it, the king clapped them in gall for 20 days. Without food or drink, their only nourishment being divine consolation. And the king was further incensed by their perseverance in the faith and had them subjected to various tortures, including scourging each of the brothers in a different house. Burning with rage, the Muslim ruler, who had been listening to them, ordered that their heads be cut off at once. But his son, who was with him, appeased the anger of his father, and at the suggestion of the friars, were permitted to sail across the sea to Morocco. And so they were bound hand and foot, but a rope around their necks and dragged them along the ground, flaying them so that their entrails were almost visible. They proceeded to pour boiling oil and vinegar on the open wounds, and then to roll them on straw bedding littered with broken pottery. There were almost 30 Muslims to watch and scourge them throughout the night. When they began preaching again, the Sultan ordered them executed. And after enduring severe beatings and declining various bribes to renounce the Catholic faith, the friars were beheaded by the Sultan himself on January 16, 1220. And this was quite in accordance with their wishes, since there were among them Saracens there. They were right in the midst of the Muslim people. Coming upon a group of the Saracens, St. Bernard, who had a good command of the Arabic language, began at once to preach the Catholic faith to them. These were the first Franciscan martyrs. When Francis heard of their deaths, he exclaimed, "Now I can truly say that I have 5 friars minor." And their relics were brought to Portugal, where they prompted a young Augustinian canon to join the Franciscans and set off for Morocco the next year. And that young man was St. Anthony of Padua. And these 5 martyrs were canonized in 1481. And we thank you, Lord, for the strength and the courage and the lives of these precious saints whose sole mission was to reach the world for Christ. And so with them, we pray for our priests, that great saints such as these shall be raised in this world today. So we pray for our priests. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
It is time to pray for our priests, the real men in black.
Well, you wonder why I always dress in black, why you never see bright colors on my back, and why does my appearance seem to have a somber tone? Well, there's a reason for the things that I have on.
Without them, there are no sacraments. He counsels you. Who counsels him? He is on the front lines in the war against sin.
I wear it for another 100,000 who have died, believing that we all were on their side.
Now let us join together as we pray for our priests.
I'm the man in black.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Joyous prayer, joyous strength, joy is love. Joy is a net by which we catch souls. Mary, Mother of Jesus, throw your mantle of purity over our priests. Protect them, guide them, and keep them in your heart. Be a mother to them, especially in times of discouragement and loneliness. Love them and keep them belonging completely to Jesus. Like Jesus, they too are your sons. So keep their hearts pure and virginal. Keep their minds filled with Jesus, and put Jesus always on their lips, so that Jesus is the one they offer, the sinner, and all they meet. Mary, bless them, and keep a special place for them in your heart. Give them a piece of your heart, so beautiful and pure and immaculate, so full of love and humility, so that they too can grow in the likeness of Christ. Dear Mary, make them humble like you, and holy like Jesus. Heavenly Father, grant that our priests be strengthened and healed by the power of the Eucharist they celebrate, and may the word they proclaim give them courage and wisdom. O Jesus, eternal High Priest, live in our priests. Act in them, speak in and through them, incline them to constant adoration and thanksgiving, pray in and through them, and let them live in you and keep them in this intimate union always. O Mary, Immaculate Conception, Mother of Jesus and Mother of Priests, pray and intercede for all of our priests, and we pray for our bishops. Lord, may your Holy Spirit grace our bishops with the gifts of wisdom and strength, gentleness and compassion, as our bishops continue to take up their role as our pastors and teachers. And we pray for our deacons, Lord. Lord Jesus Christ, servant of all, send your Spirit upon our deacons as they serve your church. Give them eyes to see the needs of your people, and give them a discerning mind to know your truth, and give them a generous spirit when they are tired but needed, and give our deacons a humble heart when their work goes unnoticed, and give them peace of mind in obedience and service, and give them a health of body, Lord, that they may serve with strength. And Lord, give our deacons fertile ground for your inspiration and love. And comfort our deacons, Lord, when they question themselves and their ministry. And make our deacons' hearts like yours, so they may love your people. And Lord, we pray for our seminarians. Lord, give our seminarians the grace to follow you more perfectly. When they are lonely or discouraged, fill them with your peace. Jesus, meek and mild. Make their hearts like yours. Amen. Lord, give our seminarians strength when they are weak, love when they feel forsaken, courage when they are afraid, wisdom when they feel foolish, comfort when they feel alone, and hope when they feel rejected, and peace when they are in turmoil. Lord, fill your church with the spirit of courage and love. Raise up worthy ministers for your altars with ardent and gentle servants of the gospel. Grant this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. And Lord, we pray for the altar servers. Lord, thank you for the altar servers and the opportunity they have to serve you during the Holy Mass in your sacred presence. May their hearts be filled with joy and peace, and may your Spirit guide them so they may grow in your love by the grace of the Heavenly Father. Amen. And Lord, open their mouths to bless your holy name, then cleanse their hearts from all evil and distracting thoughts. Enlighten their understanding and inflame their will, that they may serve worthily at your holy altar, Lord. And Lord, help them come before your altar, so that with your help, they will praise the Father in heaven as his servers, and help them to find joy in serving at your altar, Lord. Help them to find gladness in knowing and doing your will in all things, and to hold fast to the motto, all for the honor and glory of God. Pray for our altar servers and all our children, Lord. We pray for all of our children because so much is going against them. My God, I believe, I adore, I hope, and I love you. I ask pardon of you for those who do not believe, do not adore, do not hope, nor do not love you. Saint Michael, the Archangel, defend us in the day of battle. Be our safeguard against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the power of God, thrust into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. Lord, your word is filled with accounts of miraculous protection, and we claim that power for vulnerable children. Make your little ones invisible to people who seek to exploit them. Saint Joseph, watch over us and care for us just as you cared for the child Jesus. And by your help, may we come to know your Son and so grow in strength and wisdom and the favor of God. Amen. Saint Joseph is the patron saint of the universal church. Families, fathers, expectant mothers, travelers. Oh, glorious Saint Joseph, to you God committed the care of his only begotten Son amid the many dangers of this world. And we come to you and ask you to take under your special protection the children God has given us. Through holy baptism, they became children of God and members of his holy church. O Saint Joseph, do assist us by your powerful intercession and obtain for us from your divine Son all spiritual blessings through Jesus Christ our Lord, along with Saint Bernard and companions, and Saint Nicholas and Saint Sebastian, Saint Maria Goretti, and Saint Daphne and Saint Philomena, Saint Gianna and Saint Christopher, and Saint Michael the Archangel, and Saint Raphael the Archangel, and Saint Monica, and Saint Gabriel the Archangel, and Saint Anthony, who by the what he saw from the Saint Bernard and the his companions who were martyrs in Morocco, they influenced Saint Anthony to follow into the footsteps of Saint Francis. Lord, you are our children and our grandchildren's refuge and fortress, the God in whom they can and put and should put their trust. And I pray that no evil shall be allowed to befall on our children and grandchildren. No plague will come near their tent. Lord, you are my strength, in whom I will trust, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold and my refuge, my Savior. And I will call upon you, Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, I love you very much. I beg of you to spare the life of the unborn child whom I have spiritually adopted, whose life is in danger of abortion. And Lord, we pray for the end of abortion. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. And Lord, we pray for those who have recently passed. Pray the Holy Rosary for those who have recently passed. Pray the glorious mysteries focusing on the resurrection and life after death. God our Father, your power brings us to birth. Your providence guides our lives, and by your command, we return to dust. Lord, those who die still live in your presence. Their lives change but do not end. And I pray and hope for my family, relatives, and friends, and for all those who have recently passed, known to you alone, in company with Christ, who died and now lives. May they rejoice in your kingdom, where all our tears are wiped away. Unite us together again in one family to sing your praise forever and ever. Amen. Eternal rest grant unto them, O Lord, and let perpetual light shine upon them, and may they rest in peace. Amen. And may Almighty God bless us with his peace and strength in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. May the light of Jesus and the angels bring peace and salvation to my parents. May they rest in peace, knowing that their souls belong to God and God only. No demon, no devil, no principality, no evil spirit has access to their light and salvation. And may Holy Mary, the angels, and all the saints welcome them now that they have gone forth from this life. And may Christ, who was crucified for them, bring them freedom and peace. And may Christ, who died for them, admit them into his garden of paradise. And may Christ, the true shepherd, embrace them as one of his flock. And may he forgive all their sins and set them among those whom he has chosen. And we lift up the prodigals, Lord. Thank you for loving them even more than we do, for watching over them when we can't, and for working to draw them to yourself. And we pray for America, Lord. We pray for America, for our soldiers and veterans. Lord, bless the members of our armed forces. Give them courage, hope, and strength. And we pray for the prisoner, Lord, for those resident in prison and their families. And may they be aware of your presence with them. And may your spirit bring them peace and the hope of new life in Jesus Christ. And we pray for our police officers and our first line responders, our EMTs. We pray for our hospital nurses and doctors. And we pray for all those who are in the hospital, that the hospital would be a place of healing and hope for all there. And we pray for the elderly, Lord. Lord, you've promised to carry us even in our old age. And we pray for a spiritual strengthening for those who find their bodies are failing. We are a spirit more than flesh. Lord, help our loved ones embrace this transition from flesh to spirit gracefully and with dignity. And we pray for the souls in purgatory. Eternal Father, I offer you the most precious blood of your divine Son, Jesus, in union with the masses said throughout the world today, for all the holy souls in purgatory, for sinners everywhere, and for the sinners in the universal church, those in my own home and within my family. And Lord, you lift us up. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Mother Mary. I love you, Saint Joseph. I love you, my guardian angel. So we encourage you to go to Mass and to frequent the sacraments, go to confession. When you make a good confession, you bind up the devil. Pray the rosary. When you invoke the Blessed Virgin Mary, Satan will leave. He will flee. And the Lord Jesus will raise us up.
When I am down and all my soul raise me up to more than I can be. You raise me
Amen. And he will not let us go. He loves us. Amen. And if there's any obstacles out there, if you're not going to Mass, if you're not frequenting the sacraments, and if you're not praying the rosary, whatever those obstacles may be, let them go. Jesus is calling us. He says, come, follow me. And he says, come to me, you who are weary, and you will find rest. So whatever obstacles there might be, why you're not going to Mass, and why you're not frequenting the sacraments, let those go. Whatever it might be that's preventing you from going to Mass and frequent the sacraments, remember, not only to let it go, but Our Lady said also, let it be. So let's...
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be.
Wondrous sign appeared in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet, and a crown of 12 stars on her head. She was pregnant and cried out in pain as she was about to give birth. She gave birth to a son, a male child, who will rule all the nations with an iron scepter. And her child was snatched up to God and to his throne. And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon and his angels fought back. But he was not strong enough, and they lost their place in heaven. The great dragon was hurled down, that ancient serpent called the devil or Satan, who leads the whole world astray. He was hurled to the earth, and his angels with him. Then I heard a loud voice in heaven say, Now hath come the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Christ. But the accuser of our brothers, who accuses them before our God day and night, has been hurled down. Then the dragon was enraged at the woman and went off to make war against the rest of her offspring, those who obey God's commandments and hold to the testimony of Jesus.
And when the night is cloudy, there is still a light that shines on me. Wake up to the sound of music, Mother Mary comes to me, singing words of wisdom, let it be.
Let it be. So go to Mass and frequent the sacraments. And tomorrow in the gap, we will have St. Anthony of Egypt. That will be tomorrow coming into the gap. St. Anthony of Egypt. And so we will close for today. As we close in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, amen. And no matter where you're at, if you happen to be in this zero weather that we're in, stay warm and stay dry. God bless you this very day. If you're traveling, be safe on the road. And be ready coming this coming Sunday. Kansas City Chiefs will be going into Buffalo to play the Buffalo Bills. So that should be a big game. So we will see you tomorrow with St. Anthony of Egypt. And God bless you all today as we close in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Good day.